Hello, language enthusiast. Welcome back to another episode of Business English Made Easy. I'm Victoria, here to guide you on your language learning journey. Today, we're not just reviewing English grammar or vocabulary, we're exploring the heart of learning, resilience. Embarking on learning a new language is thrilling, yet it comes with its own set of challenges. It's not just about memorizing words and phrases. It's about the determination to keep going, especially when the path gets rocky. In this episode, we'll look into ways to build resilience. We're covering everything from understanding your learning goals to transforming your view of failure. So whether you're struggling with verb tenses or finding it hard to stay motivated, this episode is your beacon of hope and inspiration. This week's activity will be a listening exercise. So pause this podcast now, head over to lvlinguistics.be/episode6 and download the listening comprehension activity that I've prepared for you. Go ahead, I'll wait. Have a read through the questions first, then hit play again and answer them. Let's go. Learning a new language is a beautiful experience. The benefits of speaking another language are very well known. However, things aren't always rosy when you start learning something new. It can be exhausting, demanding, and challenging. However, if you stick to your ground and keep to your goals, learning a new language can be one of the most rewarding things you do in life. One of the key factors in succeeding is resilience. How well can you fight off all those negative thoughts and move past setbacks? How can you keep your eye on the ball and continue moving forward? When you think about it, building resilience isn't as difficult as we make it. Number one, why are you learning a new language? Before you start learning a new language, you need to ask yourself why you've started this journey. Is it just for fun? Is it to acquire a new job, or are you planning to travel for work or study? Once you understand your reasons, defining and aligning your actions to your end goal will be easier. To start, ask yourself what benefits learning a language will bring you. How is it going to change your life or add new opportunities? Number two, write down what demotivates you. Awareness is a magical thing. Sometimes understanding the real blocker does wonders at breaking it down. Think about what stops you from opening a book or signing up for a language class. Write down all the things that demotivate you to learn a new language. Is it lack of time? Are you afraid that you'll take attention away from your kids? Are you worried that you won't succeed? When you write these barriers down on paper, they seem less overwhelming. Instead, they become manageable obstacles that can be overcome with a bit of positivity and efficient organization of your time. Number three, look at failure differently. It's easy to get frustrated when we feel that things aren't moving as fast as we hoped. We tend to take setbacks as signs that we're incapable, but the perception of failure is an essential part of growth. It's important to remind ourselves sometimes of seemingly obvious things. Think of how many times a baby falls before making that first step. So, where is all that pressure coming from that makes you think you have to succeed straight away? Baby steps, you'll get there. Number four, meet people learning the same language. Spending time with other people learning the same language can alleviate some pressure. Most likely, they're going through similar challenges. Laugh with them about your mistakes, discuss your problems, and find new learning tactics together. A language class or a language coach is a great way to avoid these challenges alone. Attending a weekly language lesson keeps your eye on the prize and gives you the external support we all need at various times in life. Number 5, set realistic goals. It is vital to keep your goals realistic. It's improbable for a person to become perfectly fluent in a language in just a couple of months. It takes hours of study to master the skill. Like with anything you do, set smaller objectives and keep them realistic. You know yourself and your potential more than anyone else. Set some feasible deadlines and readjust your goals along the way. Number 6, reward yourself. Pavlov taught us one of the cornerstones of psychology. Rewards help condition our minds to perform desired actions. Setting success milestones and establishing reasonable rewards for reaching them is a fantastic way to stay motivated and build resilience when things get tough. Rewards remind us to focus on what we've achieved and not just on what we still have to accomplish. Are you finally saying I bought instead of I bide? Celebrate that and then focus on the next mini goal. How do you stay resilient and keep pushing through the most challenging moments? Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Business English Made Easy. I hope our discussion on resilience has given you new perspectives and tools to tackle any language learning hurdles you face. Remember, each step you take, no matter how small, is a leap toward your language goals. Embrace the journey, celebrate your progress, and always, always keep pushing forward. Don't forget to download the worksheet if you haven't done so yet at lvlinguistics.be/episode6. And until next time, keep your spirits high and your goals in sight. You've got this. I'll be right here cheering you on every step of the way. Goodbye.